Welcome to the Idaho Sports Report for Monday, July 9th. I'm Jeff Duncan. I'll be doing this daily on idahosports.com. We'll have this podcast up by 11 a.m. every morning. It's going to be a potpourri of information, if you will, mainly geared towards Idaho high school sports. Going to throw in some college sports, maybe a little pro sports as well. Also, you're going to hear my ramblings and rants about life in general. So it should be a fun podcast. The podcast length will be somewhere between 2 and 10 minutes every day, depending on what kind of information I have and what kind of rants and ramblings I have going on in my head. Should be a lot of fun to do this podcast every day, and I hope you enjoy it. I guess the biggest news in Idaho high school sports is all the coaching changes going on. Football, basketball, baseball, you name it. Lots of coaching changes in the state of Idaho. And I've been covering high school sports for many years now in Idaho, Oregon, Colorado, and Washington. I have never seen the amount of coaching turnover that I've seen in this past season. And that leads me to my question of the day, I guess, is why all the coaching turnover in Idaho? Is it just money? Is it the time commitment? Because being a varsity coach now means you are coaching basically year round. You're not just coaching during your season anymore. There's fundraisers and all sorts of issues you have to deal with, along with some of the parents that can be a little prickly at times. So what is it? Is it mainly the money? Is it the time commitment? Is it dealing with parents and fans? What's your take on why the coaching turnover in Idaho has been so vast this year? I'd like to get your thoughts on that. You can get a hold of me at jeff@idahosports.com. That's jeff@idahosports.com. If you do send me an email, I will read it on the air on my next podcast. So I love your feedback, not only on the question of the day about why all the coaching turnover in Idaho, but just your feedback in general. What you like about high school sports, what you don't like about it, what you want to hear on the podcast, some things you really like about idahosports.com, other things you don't like about idahosports.com. It could be me. Hey, let me know. jeff@idahosports.com. This podcast is for you, the listener, the high school, college sports fan. We are constantly raising the bar here at idahosports.com. We want to put a good product on for you. So now on to the coaching turnover. Here are some of the main names that you have probably read about in various newspapers. Over at Ryrie High School, Josh Stewart has been hired to lead the program for 2012. New football coach in CUNA is the former Bishop Kelly head coach, Lee Leslie. He's, of course, coached at other schools as well. But, boy, CUNA could use Lee Leslie for sure. I think at CUNA they've gone 1-8, 1-8 the last couple years. So, Leslie, a welcome addition to the CUNA High School coaching staff. And what goes around comes around. Teton High School hired Brody Birch again as their high school football coach. He was the school's AD. Also was a football coach between, I believe, 2001 and 2008. So, Teton High School welcomes back Brody Birch as their football coach. New football coach for the Moscow Bears, Phil Helbling. He's in his early to mid-20s, I believe. So a young coach, hopefully do some good things up in Moscow. Just a few of the football coaching changes in the state of Idaho. I know there are a lot more, but I couldn't read them all. Otherwise, we'd be here for about a half an hour. Some other coaching changes. Hillcrest High School has filled its girls basketball coaching vacancy, naming Cody Jackson as its next head coach. And former Centennial High School baseball coach Brad Dalton was hired to take over the same position at Boise High School. Dalton is a Boise High School graduate. He led the Braves to the state championship as a senior center fielder back in 1994. So the Boise Braves welcome back Brad Dalton as their high school baseball coach. A few other tidbits of information. If you're an Idaho State fan, you can now listen to Idaho State football and basketball on 102.5 KMGI, the classic rock station. They used to be on 940 Fox Radio. Now ISU can be heard on 102.5 KMGI. That's a big signal. That's 100,000 watts of power for all you Idaho State fans. Also, Shelley is moving from the High Country Conference to the Mountain Rivers Conference. The new conference will be now Shelley, South Fremont, Sugar Salem, and Teton. And the nationwide tour has a new name. It's called the Web.com Tour. And you ask, why am I talking about this? Well, because Boise has a stop on the Web.com Tour September 13th through the 16th at Hillcrest Country Club. Now, some college information from around the state. Northwest Nazarene Athletic Director Rich Sanders resigned on Monday of this week. Sanders became the athletic director in 2002 and has worked in the athletic department since 1991. So Northwest Nazarene Athletic Director Rich Sanders has resigned. And one last piece of college information. As you know, College of Idaho bringing back football to Caldwell beginning in the 2014 season. They have officially joined the Frontier Conference as a football-only member. Now, football hasn't been around Caldwell for 35 years now. It's going to be fun to go into Caldwell at Simplot Stadium, watch some football. It's going to be a lot of fun. The Frontier Conference is a heck of a conference. Football members, of course, are Carroll College, University of Montana Western, University of Great Falls, Montana State University Northern, Lewis and Clark State College, Rocky Mountain College, Eastern Oregon University, Westminster College, Montana Tech, Dickinson State, and Southern Oregon. It's a very, very competitive conference. Don't forget to go to the idahosports.com website. We have football schedules up already. That's right, football season just around the corner. August 24th is the first week of football. We kick it off with Bora against Boise at the new Donald Larson Field. idahosports.com will be there webcasting that game, of course. Other games on the schedule for August 24th, we have Coeur d'Alene playing Skyview, Columbia versus Canyon Ridge, CUNA versus Minico, Lake City versus Eagle, and Shelley taking on Idaho Falls. That's a great set of games to kick off the high school sports season. That'll do it for the Monday podcast. Don't forget, I'd like your feedback on the coaching changes in Idaho. Why all the coaching changes? Give me your feedback, jeff@idahosports.com. The idahosports.com podcast will be posted every weekday morning by 11 a.m. Have a great Monday.